Every high school football team has one player who carries the coach's clipboard. I was the player who carried the clipboard that belonged to the kid who carried the coach's clipboard. Now, after my junior season, the coach suggests that I give wrestling a try. You've got the perfect body for it, kid. At the time, I was 5'2" and 102 pounds. Needless to say, if you'd look at me now, I've sprouted up like a weed. I didn't think I had the perfect body for anything. It says, if you drop a little weight, I could have you wrestle at 98. Now, I know nothing about wrestling beyond what I've watched on television. And I wonder, in short notice, where I can get one of those form-fitting masks that fit around your head. Now, Salinas High School has just hired a wrestling coach whose chief qualification is a willingness to smoke pot with his wrestlers rather than let them get stoned without adult supervision. Now, I've been on the wrestling team for all of a week and a half, and we have our first match when the coach pegs me to go junior varsity at 105. Now, this is just fine with me because I'm told some teams don't even have enough guys to wrestle JV, and I might not even have to be on the mat. That's just fine. But it turns out our wrestler at 105, our varsity wrestler, calls in sick. So coach slaps a hand on my shoulder. Pikin, you're moving up to varsity. A few of my teammates start cracking up. Ooh, Pikin, you have to wrestle Coda. Coda? Like, who? Danny Coda. He placed sixth in the state last year at 98 pounds, and I'm beginning to have a minor freak out when it's time for weigh-ins, and I get my first glimpse of my opponent. Danny Coda is even shorter than I am. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, so the guy's pretty good, but he's not gonna kill me. So I step onto the mat in my purple and gold singlet, and the referee... fashion at its finest. And I stand there, and the referee blows his whistle. Now, it takes about a second and a half for me to discover exactly how Danny Coda finished sixth in the state. One moment, he's standing right in front of me, and the next, whoa! Coda shoots for a double leg takedown. I'm on my stomach. 2 points, Coda! Now, there are various strategies for wrestling from the bottom position. One that's never coached and, in fact, inspires much derision from other wrestlers is called turtling. This is when a wrestler tucks his elbows tight to his sides, straightens his body stiff as a rod, and makes absolutely no attempt to remove himself from the bottom. At this moment, I am every bit the Teenage Mutant Turtle with no ninja training. At the moment, this seems a perfectly reasonable and even logical strategy. I mean, Coda's throwing forearms and elbows and working me from side to side, but I'm bigger than him, and try as he might, he can't turn me over. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself just about now when the referee blows his whistle, and he points to me. Warning, stalling. Stalling? I mean, I'd never heard the term associated with wrestling before, but apparently it's illegal not to wrestle during a wrestling match. Undaunted by this first warning, I immediately flop on my stomach and once again become the turtle. Soon the warnings become grievous penalties and Coda is racking up points one after the other by my unsanctioned strategy. And by the end of the first round, he's ahead 8-0. Don't be a turtle, Pikin! The words are coming from Coach. Get out of there and wrestle! Now, if only I had some foreign substance to toss into Danny Coda's eyes, but... the referee calls us into position for round two, and again, I'm on the bottom. The whistle blows, but this time, I crawl. I crawl as fast as I can like a baby on a crack bender. And I feel a strange sensation. Danny Coda is no longer on my back. I'm up, and I'm on my feet. I am free! Now, is the crowd cheering or laughing? I don't know, and I don't care. The score is now 8-1. And I've got what we in the sporting world call momentum. I'm a dancing and a moving. I'm a shucking and a jiving. And I move a little closer to Danny Coda and whoa! Down goes Pikin. It seems my little adversary has adapted a new strategy of his own. And I find myself for the first time being turned to my back out of sheer desperation. I jam my hand up into Danny Coda's jaw and push against the chin strap, trying to shove him off. I hear another whistle. Beep. Unsportsmanlike conduct, disqualification. The match, apparently, is over. I look to the scoreboard and it reads 12-1. The ref takes Danny Cota's wrist and raises it in victory, and I have no idea how the rest of my teammates do that night because I spend the rest of the evening sitting on the concrete outside the gym, head in my hands, choking back tears. I know. But the next day at school, a few kids randomly congratulate me as I pass them in the hallway. I take it as sarcasm at first until one of them says, "Hey, you only lost to Cota 2-1? Awesome, man." 2-1? It turns out the newspaper published the score as 2-1, not 12-1, and mentioned nothing about the disqualification. And of course, I do nothing to set the record straight. So I ride out the season, and I actually win a few matches. But when my senior year rolls around, I'm drawn again to football, and I find my old clipboard, and it feels like home.
Matt Pikin.